Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the power and influence of private equity, especially in light of recent market volatility.
It's a timely topic, especially with private equity firms pushing to manage retirement accounts. So, what's the core argument these firms are making?
Well, they're essentially saying that private equity funds offer stability during market downturns because their assets aren't subject to the wild swings of the public market. They claim this makes them a safer bet for retirement savings. Got it?
I see. Interesting. But isn't there a counterargument here? What are the critics saying?
Critics argue that these firms are turning to the retail market, that's you and me, because they've exhausted the big pension funds. They also point out that the stable valuations of private equity can hide underlying problems, and importantly, it can be very difficult to access your money in a stressed market.
So it's a bit of a double-edged sword then. Stability versus accessibility. What resources can help us understand this complex landscape better?
The article highlights several new books that delve into the alternative investment industry, including private equity. They explore how these firms have become incredibly influential in the U.S. economy, managing trillions in assets.
Trillions? That's mind-boggling. But it seems like the average person is largely unaware of this.
Exactly. One of the books, Private Equity, even quotes Carrie Sun, a former assistant to a hedge fund co-founder, saying the industry thrives on this lack of public awareness.
So, more transparency is needed. What else do these books reveal about the inner workings of these firms?
Books like Hedged Out, 2 and 20, and Plunder dissect the culture, the people, and the deals that shape this industry. They shed light on the immense wealth and political clout these fund managers wield, even surpassing many tech moguls and bankers.
Political clout? That's a concerning aspect. How does that influence their operations and ultimately our economy?
Well, it's mentioned that fund managers have consulted with political leaders and even held positions traditionally occupied by bankers. They've also exerted influence over universities and resisted government regulation.
Sounds like a lot of concentrated power. What about the fees associated with private equity? How do they compare to traditional investments?
That's a key point. Private equity fees can be significantly higher, around 6% of returns, compared to almost nothing for some ETFs. That's a huge difference.
Definitely a factor to consider. But how exactly do these alternative investments work?
Partners typically launch a fund, put in a small percentage of their own money, and raise the rest from investors, promising returns in about 10 years. While strategies vary, private equity still represents a substantial chunk of these investments. Private equity purchases businesses with a combination of their own money and borrowed funds, aiming to increase profits and sell at a higher price. The risk, of course, is that debt can cripple the acquired companies if things don't go as planned.
So there's inherent risk involved, both for the companies and the investors. Plunder seems to paint a particularly grim picture, doesn't it?
Yes, Plunder focuses on the negative consequences, such as job losses, bankruptcies, and even compromised patient care due to cost-cutting measures implemented by private equity owners.
That's alarming. What solutions are proposed to address these issues?
The book suggests stricter regulations and legislative action to hold these firms accountable, but admits that there's been resistance to this, even before Trump's second term.
So where does that leave us? What can be done to ensure more responsible practices in this industry?
It boils down to following the money. Pension funds, university endowments, and wealthy families, the clients of these firms, hold some leverage. They're starting to question the high fees, especially given recent mediocre returns.
So, client pressure is key. But what about when these firms gain access to retail investors? Won't that diminish the leverage of these larger institutions?
Precisely. That's a real concern. As retail investors become a larger source of funds, the pressure on private equity firms to reduce fees and act responsibly might decrease. investors like Stephen Meyer, CIO for New York City's pension system, are pushing for fee reductions to benefit the people they represent, workers, students, and retirees. Hopefully, this kind of scrutiny continues and expands.
It's a complex issue with far-reaching implications. Thanks for breaking it down. A lot to consider.
Absolutely. And thanks for listening, everyone. We hope this discussion sheds some light on the world of private equity and its growing influence.
Goodbye.